You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pretty busy show this hour. We're going to be talking about the Supreme Court weighing in if human genes can be patented. All right? Can somebody own the rights to our genes? Got to talk about that. Ron's going to talk about whether they are going to be getting in on this gun control issue. Some of you heard that they declined to hear a case regarding gun control it affecting our Second Amendment rights. So we're going to be discussing that. We're also going to be discussing how household chores may ease nighttime menopausal symptoms. So for those of you women going through menopause and some of us hot flashing, if our husbands tell us to go do some chores, it may actually help us. I'm sure my husband's going to really like this one. We also got some insects that can actually sense earthquakes before it hits. These suckers we may want to actually have in our house. Some of us are kind of nervous that the next big one is supposed to hit in the Pacific Northwest. All right? And I'm noticing that a lot of the schools where I live in Las Vegas are kind of upping their earthquake drills. Why don't we get some of these insects and see how they act? And that'll be our warning system. Of course, a story we couldn't get to in the first hour was patient dumping. We have a psychiatric hospital accused of dumping patients in other states. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Hugh Jackman was attacked over the weekend. Apparently, he was working out at his West Village gym. I thought, you know, most of these actors, they have their own gym in their house. You know, they just don't go to public gyms. Well, apparently, he was working out at his gym, Gotham Gym at 600 Washington Street, at 8 in the morning, when a Kathleen Thurston stormed in and asked him, "We're getting married, right?" Okay? And then she says that she loves him. And as police start taking her away because she started to kind of cry and scream or whatever, she pulls an electric razor that was filled with pubic hair and tossed it at Hugh Jackman. She said that she hated him for having those whiskers because apparently, you know, he was growing out for the next X-Men movie. I really love the whole X-Men series. You know, I really dig that stuff. And I love Hugh Jackman. I think he's sexy. Not too sexy knowing that, you know, he had pubic hair thrown at him. I guess what I'm kind of confused about is I thought most of these stores always have some sort of security with them. And, you know, how do people come, you know, from off the street, you know, able to attack him like that? It doesn't make any sense. But, no, it doesn't seem like he had to be tested for STDs. I think it's okay. But, you know, this whole pubic hair thing, I really think we need to spend a little time on that. Not on today's show. Don't worry. I know some of you guys are eating. But, you know, there's a restaurant. Oh, my gosh. I need to think of the name of the restaurant. I almost don't want to because I don't want to give them any more bad publicity than they think they've already had. But I'm sure some of you will know what restaurant I'm talking about. It's a restaurant where everything is kind of done the opposite, where the food servers give you the worst service. So you go in there. It's very uncomfortable seating, like benches, okay? The waiter cusses at you, saying, "Give me a flippin' minute," you know, except they actually cuss, okay? You know, when you want drinks, they purposely get the drink order wrong, or they serve it to the wrong people on your table, so you have to swap the drinks. They curse, so like, you know, what the heck do you want, except they, you know, and they're cursing. Now, we went there because some of my patients said it's really, really fun, and it's funny, and the kids will get a kick out of it. Well, when we go, I had ordered a drink, and it was, I think, like a raspberry iced tea. Well, it wasn't alcohol, because they do everything opposite, they card you. So he asks for my ID. So I give him my ID, and I'm sitting next to my kids and my husband, and it takes the ID, and he basically cleans his groin with it, okay? And he actually does that, explaining to my kids, and trust me, we left, okay? But explaining to my kids how the proximity of my face was to his genitalia, because he was doing that. When he throws the driver's license on the table, I saw lice eggs spewing on the table. So immediately I grabbed some paper, I guess they don't have napkins, they have like paper towel on the tables. So I grabbed some paper towel, I wrap it up, you know, my license, because I'm not going to touch it. We get the kids out of there, we all go home and shower. Biggest mistake going to this restaurant. And of course I called the manager. Right? And I go, you know, look, I am not going to go to the media with this. I'm in the media, but you need to know that one of your waiters has crab lice. And this is a public health hazard. And the eggs are probably still on the table. If you want, and if you don't believe me, I could very easily take my driver's license to a lab, get it evaluated, because I'm sure there's something on there now. And, of course, the manager was beside himself. He was apologizing. He was scared to death. All right. And I don't know whatever happened to this guy. And he's like, you know, are you sure our waiters wouldn't do it? Well, I was able to describe the tattoo that he had on his groin in detail. And I go, if you want, you could check the groins of your waiter. But I mean, the fact that a restaurant like that exists and it doesn't violate health codes blows my mind. But, the reason why I bring that up is if you do go to a restaurant like this, and again, I can't really mention the name, where these are the kind of things they do, it's unsanitary, pretty disgusting. I would flee if you have the chance. Now, you know, in the news today, they were discussing about a public speaker who, I guess, goes to high schools and tries to, you know, I guess talk to, I don't know if it's mostly girls versus boys, but it looks like what she's doing is she's discussing, you know, discussing abstinence and trying to promote abstinence. But in that, she was describing how birth control could actually lead to increase in STDs deaths. So she was being crucified by the liberal media. And we're going to talk about that and why I think they're going at the wrong angle with this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Breaking news. Harry Reid and the Democrats in the Senate are getting ready to pass a sweeping new gun control bill that will take away your constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Conservatives in the Senate, led by Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Marco Rubio, have promised to do everything they can to keep this dangerous bill from becoming law, even if they have to filibuster it day and night. These principled leaders refuse to compromise with President Obama. They have committed to fight the gun-grabbing liberals in the Senate, but they need your help to succeed. You can support them by calling today. Please call 1-800-996-4229 and sign the official Senate Conservatives petition to pledge your support for the Second Amendment. This could be your last chance. So please call 800-996-4229 to support Senators Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Marco Rubio in the fight for our freedoms. Please call 1-800-996-4229 today. That's 1-800-996-4229.
Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Pam Stenzel is a speaker who, from what I understand, gets about $4,000 to $6,000 a pop to talk to students and talks to kids. I talk to students and stuff all the time. I never get paid for it. I do it for free, but, you know. I kind of like some of her content. She's an abstinence-only speaker. We don't really have a lot of them. And apparently she had sparked a lot of controversy at an assembly at West Virginia High School because she was saying if you take birth control, your mother probably hates you. All right, because there are consequences, both physical and emotional, of sex outside marriage, if you contract an STD or an unwanted pregnancy. And she was kind of doing it to, it sounded like she was trying to get a laugh, and some students did laugh. You know, well, thank you, Mom. She's definitely under fire because, as, many people, appear to be, more religious and, bring God into some of their arguments. Of course, there's people that, fire upon them, calling them radical or extreme, et cetera. But where I thought the topic started to move in the wrong direction is they were interviewing high school students. And high school students, now remember, high school students are anywhere between the age of 14 to 19, okay? Whether they started late or early, et cetera, 13 and a half to 19 high school students, okay? Usually, though, age 14. Well, they were interviewing high school students, and they're like, we have a right to choose, okay? It's our body. A woman has a right to choose what they want to do with their body. Now, of course, you know, the choice, the choice argument, you know, playing the choice card always seems to do well politically because a lot of us agree on, okay, we don't want the government involved, right? You know, we all agree on that. Government, stay out of women's decisions. Fine. Okay. So, but we're talking about 15-year-old girls. And then my next question is do they have a choice to have sex at age 15? Boys don't seem to have the equal choice, if you've noticed, right? If a boy is 18 or 19 and he decides to have sex with a 15-year-old, his choice, what's that considered? It's considered rape in most states, statutory rape. So, you know, when we're starting to talk now about rights of somebody, and we're talking about teenage sex. Okay, now I understand maybe Pam Senzel did go overboard. I didn't listen to her whole talk. You know, I mean, I'm really in favor of an abstinence-only type of talk to these girls. All right, but I understand, you know, sometimes you could go overboard, and so I'm not going to even comment there. I'm not going to defend her, or I'm not going to criticize her. All right, that's just something that's been in the news. But I am kind of, you know, wondering, do we have any definitions of a woman's choice or a boy's or a man's choice when it comes to teenage sex? Now, from what I understand, boys have to be very careful. And I'm even thinking a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old could, the 17-year-old boy could still be in line for charges. And please correct me if I'm wrong at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So boys don't have the choice. Yet, girls are supposed to have the choice. And being told abstinence only, okay, having it suggested by a speaker, is a violation of the rights. This is what we were seeing in the news over the last couple days. Now, what about the argument, okay? All right, now, what about the argument that if these kids are having sex, does that pose a public health hazard? If you have somebody who doesn't understand unprotected sex, and they have unprotected sex, are they posing a public health hazard? And if that's the case, are we allowed, as parents, as schools, as the government, allowed to step in? Now, mind you, me being conservative, I like the government staying out as much as possible. But just a week or two ago, you know, when we were discussing this and the subject keeps coming up, teenage sex, et cetera, you know, I was talking about, you know, something has to happen because it's extremely rampant. And my worry is what's going to happen to cycle things back or for the pendulum to swing back is unfortunately a horrible STD that starts to just spread like wildfire. Okay, when HIV became well known in the 80s, the big condom push was, I think, fairly successful. I think people were scared to death of HIV. But then in the late 90s and the early 2000s, we saw that the populations getting HIV were still highly weighted towards homosexual men or IV drug users. And the heterosexual population saw they really weren't seeming to get that exposed. And you started to see a relaxation in condom use. Meanwhile, me as a doctor and so many of us in the medical community are like, okay, you know what, even if HIV is a little bit more difficult to get as a heterosexual couple than a homosexual couple, you could still get it. You could still get hepatitis. You could still get syphilis. But we started to see a relaxation of condoms. We did. I can't believe how many people now in my practice have come in having unprotected sex, whereas when I first started my practice, we really didn't need Plan B that much. It was once in a blue moon. Now people are asking for it left and right. No wonder, you know, federal judges want to put it over the counter. All right? Help save money, especially with Obamacare. So, you know, here we're having, you know, people, you know, discuss abstinence in a high school. And from what I saw by the liberal media, it was really, it was very highly challenged. And so if we're progressing to a society where we can't even bring up abstinence to kids because it would be a violation of their rights, do we need a definition of what a 14-year-old girl's right is? Okay? I mean, if we step in when kids are self-mutilating, right? Okay, when I have a patient who's self-mutilating, you know, we have to get psychiatry involved, meaning cutting themselves. If we have to step in when a girl is anorexic, when we have to step in when a girl is bulimic, then should we step in when a kid is putting her at risk, putting herself at risk for infertility by getting an STD or PID? Where do we draw the line? When is it a violation? If a woman has a right to choose, and we're talking a 14-year-old girl as a woman, then shouldn't she have the right to be bulimic? Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia, that's bulimia. We have to step in because she's hurting herself. Well, how much do we step in? I don't think authorities really step in. I know as a doctor I have to step in. Well, why can't we step in with teenage sex? You know? If somebody is slicing their skin or pulling out their hair and pulling out their eyebrows, doing some forms of psychological assault on their bodies, okay, we overall as a community feel it's all right to step in. But it's not all right to step in for teenage sex. And then if these kids are having unprotected sex, are they a public health threat? Because they're giving chlamydia, they're giving HPV, they could be giving syphilis, HIV to others. So I think we need to come up with some definitions here. Meanwhile, if, you know, somebody wants to speak to girls and talk about abstinence and talk about, you know, how religion helped her, it's freedom of speech. You're allowed to do that. But for kids to say it starts to violate their rights, then we need to decide now. Okay, what rights do boys have for sex? What rights do 14 and 15-year-old girls have for sex? What should we be doing as a community to protect kids from hurting themselves? Whether it be with a razor blade, whether it be with drugs, whether it be with alcohol, whether it be with smoking, or whether it be with sex. Now, it's okay for us to go into schools and talk about stopping smoking, where smoking is a hazard to you and is a hazard to others. But we can't come in and talk about premarital sex and teenage sex? I don't get that. Because I tell you, I've spoken at kids' schools, and I tell them, no, it's not worth the 2.5 minutes if it even lasts that long. I mean, are they going to criticize me? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, we're going to talk about a mom who has been poisoning her daughter so that she could run an online charity scam. This is ridiculous, these charity scams, saying she needs a bone marrow transplant and people need to donate money. We're also going to be talking about psychiatric hospitals allegedly dumping patients. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a four-year-old girl has become seriously ill and is being hospitalized because her mother was actually poisoning her with cancer drugs. She is now battling a lung infection in Brisbane, Australia, because the 22-year-old mother got a hold of some chemotherapy drugs she bought on the internet and gave them to her daughter to be a part of this cancer scheme. I guess to prove to people that, she, you know, the daughter had cancer, was taking these medications, and to try to get money for a cancer scheme. The mother has been charged with causing the child grievous bodily harm. All right? I guess what she was doing is she was trying to get support, saying that they need a bone marrow donor and they need money. And if nothing changes, she'd be dead in 6 months. And so I guess trying to get money online, and it was another type of charity scam. Blows your mind, just like we were talking about last week with the heroin addict who pretended to have cancer. Grandmother gave $100,000 to her. From what I understand, are life savings, co-workers, et cetera. And, you know, when we discuss how to protect yourselves, you know, from identity fraud, et cetera, you know, we always like to remind you all about how to protect yourselves from, you know, certain charity scams. You know, me, I'm very comfortable donating to charities I know, like Red Cross, Fast for Kids, you know, Salvation Army, you know, so, the, you know, the, these very well-known groups, Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, you know where they are, you pretty much know where the money goes. Yeah, there's administrative costs, et cetera. But like what we talked about last week, and many of you have weighed in, and we're going to get to some of your comments, you know, if you have a close friend who, you know, says they need money, you know, you could always, you know, if they don't want to give you the paperwork, et cetera, and they want to, you know, keep, you know, some level of privacy, go to the doctor with them. You know, go to the doctor with them and, you know, say, look, I'm the one that's going to be helping them with their bills. Can I, you know, come up with a payment plan, et cetera? But if they say, oh, no, I don't want, just give me the money. That already raises a red flag. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Kathy. I'm just calling. I was listening to the show about donating, and I'm formerly an ICU trauma nurse. I donated to a lot of different people and patients and stuff when I could, and I had a suggestion. You don't have to call somebody's doctor and verify that they're a patient. What you ought to do is ask the person for the bill and then just offer to pay the bill. Don't ever give the money directly to the donor. Like what I would do is go buy a bed for the family in Atlantic City. Go buy the food, but don't ever give them anything that they can exchange for drugs. Instead of like giving them the money to pay for their medical expenses or their food or their medicine or whatever they're asking for, you go to CVS and pay for the prescription, you know, and then you'll know that they're really on the medicine. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. No, that's some good advice. Again, you know, for me, I kind of like the idea of, you know, discussing with the doctor, and the only reason why I would suggest discussing with the doctor in person is if you are able to negotiate cash prices, for example. I mean, if somebody has insurance, this is probably a moot point, but, you know, for a lot of people, they don't have insurance, supposedly, okay, in these scams. So they don't have health insurance, so they need to pay the bills. And they say they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in bills. So when you talk to the doctor and you go, okay, well, you know, is there a cash rate? Because what I'm doing is I'm getting my coworkers together, et cetera. One of you had written, well, what if the doctor's in on the scam? I mean, then you're screwed, you know? But yeah, I like the idea. And God bless you for being an ICU nurse. I tell you, you guys rock. You're real tough cookies, and I love what you do, and thank God you guys are lifesavers out there. But yeah, you know, if there's a prescription that needs to be purchased, you know, but be careful though, because some of these prescriptions are pain pills. So just because you're paying for the pain pill prescription doesn't necessarily mean you know what's going on with them. But I mean, if it looks like it's a medicine for the chemotherapy, etc., yeah, that's an idea. You know, I don't know if I told you guys this a week ago, when there was a charity in town, I used to do a lot of fundraising even when I was in college, and I worked for a group that would, you know, help refugees, etc. And one of the people of the national chapter came in, you know, asking for donations. And I mean, me at the time, I was working a couple jobs while going to school full time, trying to tutor, doing some secretarial work, working at Jack in the Box. I mean, I was making $4 an hour. So to pull together $25 or $50 to make a donation was really difficult. And I got so gosh darn mad because this person visiting from the national chapter said he's going to take a quick flight, a quick jaunt to Phoenix to see his dad, and then go on, you know, and do the rest of the other trips fundraising. And here I am, you know, almost shaking when I'm giving him the $50 check that I was able to amass, because, I mean, I was just operating on fumes, right? You know, pay the power bill, et cetera. And here he is, you know, taking that to make a jaunt. So, you know, to go and see his father. And, you know, one thing I had suggested to some of these charities is maybe they would notice some better response if you were actually able to buy the goods. You know, I mean, if you guys need planes, you know, what if you get a group of donors that actually buys the plane? But no, nobody likes that because they need administrative costs. Now, Red Cross was getting some criticism during Hurricane Sandy because many people wanted to collect the goods and ship them. And Red Cross said, look, we can't do anything with these goods. You need to send it through money. Then we turn around and buy. And I know many people, you know, found that kind of, you know, difficult because a lot of people, whenever, you know, we hear of a tragedy such as Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Irene or Hurricane Katrina, we all want to help. You know, a lot of us, we feel guilty that, you know, we're in a safety zone and there's other people suffering. So one of the first things we do is we start collecting, you know, goods. I mean, we did it also. The Dr. Dahlia Show did that. So, and a lot of you guys donated. So we started collecting all sorts of goods. We were going to, you know, bring it to the local Red Cross or we were going to mail it to the local Red Cross. And now God bless the Red Cross. I mean, they're great people and I understand why they said no, but they said, you know, no, don't send products and food and clothes. We need you to send money. Now, I understand there's a liability issue. Some of these clothes have lice. You know, if Red Cross is already spent, you know, and using their manpower to the max, trying to get goods and distribute them and deliver them, they don't have time to sit and wash clothes and determine if clothes have lice, etc. So in this day and age, if somebody gets lice from a piece of clothing from a company that's trying to do good, they'll probably be able to successfully sue with, you know, in this day and age of our litigious society. So, and not to mention food, you know, are they going to be inspecting the cans and making sure there's no botulism? Are they going to be inspecting the foods to make sure that nobody tainted them? All right. So I get that. Okay. Now, local churches, you know, in the area, they'll do the drives. They'll you know, double check things and hopefully, you know, they don't seem to have the liability. But a big company like Red Cross could have a huge target on its back, unfortunately. So I understand why. And not to mention also, you know, the bad guys like to prey on the innocent during times like this, such as these charities, you know, et cetera, and these charity scams that you notice for cancer. So, you know, how does Red Cross or Salvation Army, et cetera, know if something is coming to them with an abnormal powder or an explosive, etc.? So, you know, it's a shame that a lot of us that went through, you know, organized neighborhood collections, etc., we had to, on our own, figure out how to, you know, ship things and find out who would take them. And not many people would take them. Luckily, some churches did. But not many people wanted to take goods that were being sent. And, you know, it's a shame that our society is like that, where you just can't jump in and help anymore. There's all these restrictions. All right, guys, when we come back, I want to talk about psychiatric hospitals being accused of dumping patients. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon
Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Okay, so I live in Nevada. I was trained in Nevada, Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada. Love Nevada. It's my home. Apparently we've been in the news again, all right, because Nevada's primary state psychiatric hospital is being accused of transporting more than 1,500 mentally ill patients to cities across the nation by Greyhound bus over the last 5 years. From what we understand, mental health services in Nevada funding has been slashed, and the number of patients being bussed out of Ross and Neal Psychiatric Hospital in Las Vegas, they claim, climbed 66% from 2009 to 2012. Now, this was being reported by the Sacramento Bee. Last year, they're saying Ross and Neal bussed out patients at a pace of over one per day, shipping nearly 400 patients to a total of 176 cities and 45 states across the country. I guess the Sacramento Bee has a review of bus receipts kept by Nevada's mental health division. Now, I guess this issue started to come into light a couple months ago when one Rawson Neal patient turned up suicidal and confused at a homeless complex in Sacramento where he knew no one and had never been before. Now, some people are saying that people are being bussed out of this hospital, and it may not be the only one. There may be other hospitals throughout the country doing the same thing. Now, who did they interview here? I'm trying to see. There's a DJ Jaffe is the executive director of the nonprofit think tank Mental Illness Policy Org. He says discharging severely mentally ill patients inappropriately is policy in this country, but getting rid of them altogether by bussing them out of state is, I think, rare. And he is shocked by these figures. He thinks it's almost routine here in Nevada. Something just doesn't, though, sound right. Okay, I don't see how you could just, you know, take a patient who's discharged and dump them out of state. But I know that is a question that many of you have. When somebody is picked up, okay, by a mental, by a, let's say picked up by a police officer, they're homeless, they're drunk, and we find out that they're delirious, et cetera, and they do go to a hospital or a mental institution. When they're discharged, where do they go? Do they go back out on the street? All right, this is something that I think a lot of us, I don't know if there's some standard that many of them do. I mean, usually home health services do try to set them up with some of the shelters, okay? I've never heard of busing them out of the state and then dumping them. That doesn't make sense. But why this is important, and this is kind of concerning, is it's a sign of hospitals being financially in trouble. And we were talking about patient dumping in a different text when last year a California hospital was under scrutiny for not taking Medicare patients or any more Medicare patients after a certain number, and paramedics needing to drive Medicare patients to a farther away hospital, causing, you know, if they had a condition that could eventually be life-threatening, that could be then a life-threatening situation. So remember we talked about, and I don't want to bring up the name of the hospital unless I have it right in front of me, but I think I'm remembering what the hospital is. I just don't want to get it wrong. Where what happened is, you know, as Medicare was getting cuts and as hospitals are now going to be fined for readmission rates of Medicare patients, we were starting to see some discrimination against Medicare patients. And as EMR would call in, you know, saying, you know, all right, I have, or EMR, we have AMR out here, but as the paramedics would call in to this, you know, California hospital saying, all right, I got a patient, et cetera, you know, can you take the patient? If they knew the patient was Medicare, they would say, no, sorry, all full. Now, we haven't heard much since then. Okay, we are hearing cases of Medicare patients being discharged from the hospital pretty quickly. They go to the ER and they get discharged. We're seeing a lot of people getting discharged without getting scans that they need. Okay, we've had a couple patients this month with head trauma. They went to the ER, nobody scanned them. And you know, they're having, you know, blurry vision. They're having, you know, some deficits. We're sending them back to the ER to get scanned. Now that hospitals are getting penalized, they're turning away patients or discharging them quicker. And this affects you and I. It affects your mother, your dad, etc. So as we're kind of looking at what's going on with the Nevada mental health situation, you know, they are going to be it's going to be another symptom of the problem we currently have. And it's not going to be just specific to mental hospitals. All right? Right, if a hospital's not making money and they are barely keeping their head above water, you're not going to have the 2 or 3 day stay. If they're going to get penalized because you're a Medicare patient, and if you come back to them, they get penalized for readmission, they're not going to want you back. Or like what we had seen with some of my friends, that you just won't get admitted. They'll treat you in the ER and then give you the boot. Because if you end up going in and then having to come back, they lose money. Okay? Hospitals can't lose any more money than they're already losing. I know some of you think these hospitals are just raking in the millions. No, it's not like that anymore. And hospitals are closing their doors across the United States every single day. This is some scary stuff. So, you know, if this is happening, I don't know. All right. I know, sometimes these treatment centers do provide transportation. You know, if they go, I want to go somewhere, and the person's like, where do you want to go? And they go, I want to go to California, etc. You know, maybe there is a means for people to go. But as we're starting to talk about the subject of quote-unquote patient dumping, expect to hear that a lot more, whether the hospitals are purposely doing it or not. But we're seeing a discrimination against Medicare now that hospitals are going to be in line for penalties. And if you have Medicare, you're going to have a much harder time getting the care that you used to get or the care that you want. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, when we have more time later this week, I do want to hear from you. If those of you who have now moved to Medicare or those of you with current Medicare, are you starting to see some of the changes that were predicted years ago? Are you starting to see that you're not, you know, being admitted to the hospital? You're getting kicked out of the ER pretty quickly. Are you starting to notice that you're paying more out of pocket? Are you noticing that the doctor isn't allowed to do the chest x-ray EKG? Are you not getting the medicines? You know, I talk about it because of what I see as, you know, the doctor with my patients. But are you guys living it? And if you are, how are you getting around it? All right. You know, are you just taking the extra fees and are you not using your Medicare? Are you trying to find an opt out? A couple of my patients called over the last couple of weeks saying they're up for Medicare, but they don't want Medicare. So they're trying to go for these other, whether it be Humana or Blue Cross or Aetna, these other senior plans so they could bypass Medicare. All right. Now, you know, I mean, maybe that makes the government happy. Less people on Medicare, less money they have to spend. I think it's kind of sick because you guys put in your dues all these years and you put money into Medicare. But, you know, kind of let us know, because as we are getting closer and closer to Medicare age, some of you guys that are already seeing this, please let us know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In today's news, scientists have said that they have been able to reproduce a kidney now. All right, and transplanting it into a rat to see if it works. Now, it doesn't work that well, but it was able to work by engineering a kidney. All right, what they did is they took an old kidney, washed out the cells, used it as a scaffold. All right, want to later put, let's say, recipient cells in there, grow it to fill out the whole kidney scaffold, and then be able to make our own kidneys rather than requesting a donor to allow them to transplant a kidney into you. So it's kind of pretty cool stuff. As we get more information on that and what other organs they can do, we'll keep you posted. But again, it didn't work as well as, you know, a regular kidney. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Take me down to the little white
church. Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.